You're listening to Inside CHSL, the official podcast of the Detroit Catholic High School League. Inside CHSL is proudly sponsored by Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Here are your hosts, Brendan Johnson and Jeremy Otto.
And we welcome you to another episode of Inside CHSL. It's the official podcast of the Detroit Catholic High School League. It's one of the best leagues in the state of Michigan and arguably one of the best leagues of high school athletics in the entire country. You heard it in the intro. It's Brendan Johnson and Jeremy Otto again here to bring you this week's podcast, but it's going to be a little bit of a different format than what you're used to hearing from these past few weeks. Jeremy and I had some conflicting schedules, so we're going to bounce back and forth a little bit, but you're just going to hear one of us at a time. So bear with us through what we try in a new format here of Inside CHSL, but we're so excited to bring you again some great coverage this week. There's so many great things that happened across the league this past week. Later in the podcast, you're going to hear Jeremy sit down with Detroit Catholic Central Athletic Director Aaron Babbitts to talk about the Boys Bowl, to talk about some of the great things that are happening at Detroit Catholic Central, one of the fine schools here within the Detroit Catholic High School League. So as we kind of toss into that, I turn it over to Jeremy Otto, who's going to talk to us about the best moments from this past week in the Detroit Catholic High School League. Jeremy, take it away.
Well, Brendan, we're going to kick off our top highlights today on the tennis court. A big shout out to Father Gabriel Richard. They win the CHSL AA division for the first time in a long time. And now really the big challenge comes up in the Catholic League Championship as well. I know Brendan is going to talk about that a little bit later in our things to watch. Also, a shout out to Aaron Marshall. He wins his first football game as the head coach of Brother Rice football over River Rouge. Cool moment for the Warriors, the 1974 state championship team. It was their 50th anniversary. They were in attendance to witness that. So all together, Coach Marshall able to share a hug with former legend Coach Fracassa. And here's what Aaron had to say after the game to his team in their prayer.
Bring it in tight. Bring it in tight. Bring it in tight. Let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, thank you very much for allowing us to bask in your glory, allowing us and giving us the strength to do everything we needed to do to pull this victory out tonight. We say thank you, which we always know is the greatest prayer we could possibly pray. We say thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us a Brother Rice. Thank you for building this bond and this family. Thank you for turning the page. Thank you for allowing us to wake up tomorrow and get better from today. We're going to forget about today after 24 hours because we know that this is the start of something new. All things in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That audio via Jeff Calcaterra's X page. Big shout out to the defense as well. They forced a fourth down with under a minute to go to take the ball back and ultimately win the game. 14-7, the final score as the Warriors pick up their first victory of the season. Big shout out to Detroit Catholic Central as well. You could have viewed this maybe as a trap game. St. Mary's coming in with their first loss of the season. They were looking to avenge that. Catholic Central really put themselves in the driver's seat to win the division. And now they have a big matchup with G. LaSalle in the Boys Bowl. There's always a lot that surrounds the Boys Bowl. We're actually going to speak with Aaron Babbitts, the fine athletic director there, in just a few minutes. On the volleyball side, Mercy defeating Marion in convincing fashion. The two sets weren't even close. It's actually the only time they play each other this year, with the Catholic League expanding over the last couple years. Games more at a premium, so they match up just once in the regular season. 3-0 a sweep there. That was obviously a matchup of two Miss Volleyball candidates as well. Kate Kalzinski, one of the youngsters, though, had a career high, or had a team high, 17 kills, 4 aces in the third set as well, which was a little bit more tighter down the stretch between Mercy and Marion. But I'm sure that's a matchup those two teams will be looking forward to the second time around whenever it comes. Sticking on the volleyball court, St. Catherine and Divine Child, they are both undefeated still in league play, setting up their matchup this week as well. That is something to watch. Without further ado, we're going to welcome in the athletic director at Catholic Central, Aaron Babbitts. Aaron, always good to see you, and obviously a big week around the school with Boys Bowl coming up.
It's exciting. Boys Bowl is a 80-year tradition. traditionally played on Sundays, going back all the way to Boys Town. It's just a great story for high school sports. It's about the rivalry and the regalia and things like that, but it's just cool to see the history of it. You know, at 55,000 fans at Briggs Stadium. So we're standing on the shoulders of giants, and we're really excited.
Well, kind of digging into some of the particulars, I mean, there's so much that goes on throughout the week. I mean, right now you've started Spirit Week as well. But I want to start with the Friday night flag football. It starts the madness, right?
Yeah, Shamstock is it's a student flag football tournament. I mean, you get anywhere from 15 to 20 teams. Highly competitive. It's great to see, and it's not just kids that are athletes that take part in this. I mean, there's full teams of bandsmen and things like that, robotics guys playing on teams. So it's another unity builder for us just to kick off a great weekend, and it's awesome to see the kids compete. What's crazy is you'll see kids out there that you think might not have been very athletic, and they just blow your mind with what they do out there, and they have an absolute blast. So that's the whole point. The kids just they get to go out, run around, and compete against each other. So it's a great event.
Sounds like there might be some internal recruiting that needs to go on there. The Shamrock Shuffle, also kind of an interesting thing, benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation, kind of, returns to the mission of the school and the Catholic League. How long has that been going on?
We've been doing that for years. Really good relationship with Make-A-Wish. The whole school goes out in the morning. The cool thing is, it's not just the kids that run. You'll get some faculty members who are, some are a little overzealous. I don't run in the Shamrock Shuffle. I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that, but it's great. I mean, you know, the swim team runs around in their swim uniform, and you know, the kids come out in costumes and teachers and stuff like that. So it's just a good way to kind of start that morning. And then we come right inside and go into the Spirit Assembly, which is a great celebration of who we are.
You look at the mass as well. So you got a mass the morning of the game, and not only is it a mass, but you're also inducting Hall of Fame inductees this year, which I think is pretty cool. Why at the mass for that for you guys?
I think it really just centers us. We're really intent on keeping the Catholic in Catholic Central. This was a way for us to bring really an athletic event together with us kind of celebrating our faith. We ho used to hold a separate banquet and things like that. And it wasn't that it felt impersonal, but this was a way for us to bring it even more in-house. And what better way to do that in faith-based educational athletics than to celebrate your Hall of Fame after Mass together with your alums and other people in there. So it just seemed like a smooth transition. This year we've got three teams, seven individuals. Really excited about that. Coach Justin Sasante's team is going into the Hall of Fame from the 98 season. So we've got him and Dave Lusky, who's on our varsity staff. So I, you know, it's for me, it's surreal because I sign all of the Hall of Fame certificates. So I'm signing things for people that came before me that are heroes of mine and now current coaches that I watched as players. It's really cool. It's really an honor.
Is there going to be needing some reminding to Justin not to get too emotional before the game he's got to coach too?
There's no reminding him about any type of emotion. I mean, that's why he's doing such a great job. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's really big on the culture of Catholic Central and loving the kids.
Kind of digging into your team, obviously a great year so far. It seems like it starts with Jaden Pyden, a guy who can do a little bit of everything, just the super athlete. He's going to go to West Point to play football and baseball. He was even playing some quarterback last year. He's gotten some snaps in Wildcat this year. What makes him as good as he is?
His character, his work ethic, his family, his faith, not only obviously here at Catholic Central, but his faith in himself. I think he's very aware of who he is as a young man in terms of his identity. And I think that filters out onto the field. Just tireless work ethic, just a great kid, tough as nails, like we said earlier, very old school. And he's willing to do anything for the team. It doesn't matter if we could put him at offensive guard and he would do his best. And he'd probably do pretty well because he's just that type of kid. But that's what makes him so special. He's just a great leader and a great team guy. And that's obviously why West Point's so excited too.
Chatting with Aaron Babbitts, the athletic director at Catholic Central. You look at the QB spot. It's a guy that left and came back to your school, Skylar Hunter. He's developed quite a bit over his time as well, hasn't he?
I'll tell you what, he's developed more as a leader than anything. Once again, another kid who's very sure of himself. I feel like this is the best version of him. It's what we talked, you know, we kind of joked about it. He's like, I don't know. When I was at CC before, I had a different number. And I said, that's a different version of you. This is where you are now. Your feet are planted. You're in the best place that you've been mentally, physically, emotionally, with your family. That's where I've seen the most growth with him. He always had talent. I mean, he can run, he's got a live arm. But seeing him really take that step forward as a young leader and as a captain, I think that's been the greatest thing about him. He's constantly down here on a daily basis trying to get chocolate milks out of my fridge and stuff like that. So I have a really good relationship with him. And it's just great to see these kids grow as young men and as young leaders. And that's where I've seen the most from him. He's having a great season.
The offensive and defensive line, I mean, that can make a big difference in a high school team, and it has for you this year. Is it the physicality that sticks out, would you say?
I would say it's their physicality. We got good size. I think their team unity as a unit is a big part of it. Some really good senior leaders on the offensive and defensive lines, guys like Danilo Gubernich, Dwayne Johnson, Zane Bedun, juniors like Benny Azuka, another senior in Preston Hauser and Mason Perry, just and a lot of guys in there are multi-sport guys. Our one of our biggest offensive linemen, Danilo Gubernich, who's committed to Western, used to be a hockey player. Not built like a hockey player very much, but I think it's their willingness to compete in other sports that helps them be better offensive and defensive linemen because they move more athletically. Benny Azuka is our heavyweight for wrestling. Had an interception in the St. Mary's game, and you don't see kids that are right around three bills getting too many interceptions. And of course, he told the coaching staff he was going to get one the whole year. I'm like, all right, that's like a lineman's dream. But I think it's their unity, their commitment to work together, and the brotherhood. I mean, they feel this. What's special about this team, and really any team of ours at CC that experiences success, they feel like they're brothers. If we can't build them as a family before a team, we're not going to have a good season, and it's going to show at some point. I think that's what's really helping our offensive and defensive fronts.
Samson Gash, another guy on the outside that's made an impact for you guys. What's his skill set look like?
Well, here's what's so frustrating about Samson. He legitimately runs, I would say, like a high 4.3, mid 4.340, but it doesn't look like he's running. So for maybe guys like the two of us who aren't that fast, it's just like, but he's very unselfish. I mean, he's explosive when it comes to what he can do in the return game as a receiver. He's taken a step forward this year as a leader. He was a little banged up last year, so he didn't get to finish out the season like he would have or like he would have liked to. But once again, I think it's a big part of it is these kids growing older in the program, knowing that they have to lead a little bit more. But his skill set, he's got great hands. He can jump, he can run. He's very humble and he's a hard worker. Great family lineage. Dad played for the Bills. Brother plays professional lacrosse. Another one played at Michigan. So they've got another brother in the program who's a sophomore that won a state title with us last year in lacrosse. So it's a lot of iron sharpening going on in the Gash household.
Talking with Aaron Babbitts, the athletic director at Catholic Central, they've got a big matchup this week in the Boys Bowl and just a big day and multiple days at the school. You look at this matchup, it's kind of interesting. A good litmus test, obviously, for the state playoffs as well, because you guys won't match up again maybe in the prep bowl. But you look at De La Salle, they're going to come in mad. How do you expect to see them after their big loss last week?
I feel like they would have been coming in the same exact mindset, win or lose last week. We kind of throw that out the window. We still look at them. They're obviously an interleague rival. We won't run into them in the playoffs. And the way that the prep bowl set up, whoever wins the Central will play their existing week nine in the prep bowl. So if we win the Central, we'll play King. I think De La Salle has Chip Valley, a couple other matchups in there, but they're going to come in focused and ready for a street fight, and we're fully prepared for it. We know what we're getting with the Pilots, very good staff, well coached, athletic, really good defense. So it's we got a feeling like this one's going to be played in a phone booth.
You've been around a lot of these. Obviously, it's different though because, especially the bigger programs are used to playing on Fridays. Some of the schools that don't have their own facility will play on Saturday. But is it any different preparing for something like this because you've got a couple longer days and it's out of the routine a little bit?
It's ironic you say that. It's and I can be empathetic to this. It's frustrating for our opponents. You've got a team that plays on a Friday night. Now they've got that long week, which is unconventional. Same for us. But then you turn around, you play on a Sunday, then you're turning right back around and playing on that following Friday. We get it. We have to go through the same thing, not necessarily the easiest thing to do. So we're really appreciative of our opponents. The last few years, it seems like it's been Rice quite a bit and De La Salle quite a bit. But it's just the way the schedule shakes out. So we're very appreciative that these schools agree to play in this game because it's a big deal to us. And not hopefully not to us, but I want them to feel like they're a part of something big. I mean, it's an 80-year tradition. Used to play in front of 55,000 people. We're obviously not getting that many, but I want them to feel like it's all about the kids. It really is. As great as it is for our alums to come back and things like that, it's about our guys on the field and the pilots across the field. And really, that's it. I want everything else to go smoothly, but I want the kids that are playing in that game to remember the game, not necessarily the outcome, but just to remember the event itself and how special it was.
You look at some other things going on around the school. I think one of the more impressive things is the things you've been able to do with your facilities of late. Obviously, the new STEM Center, but there's athletic things in the mix. Talk about the North Fields and what that's going to do for the track program.
We were really blessed. We were able to turf a second baseball field of ours, which selfishly, to be totally honest, it helped me with the band. We did alternating colors of turf in the outfield, so the band didn't have to go in a parking lot because it's a huge program for us, and we pride ourselves on that. And this is just another way to help us create a little more space on a campus where we originally felt landlocked a little bit. Very generous donors. So what we're doing at some point, we'll remove the track from the main stadium. So what we're doing now is building a separate track facility, another mini stadium next to it, which will help alleviate practice space and put some sub varsity sports over there, a lot of the CYO schools that we try to take care of. So it's going to be pretty cool. We've dedicated throwing area named after Gene Grooley, obviously the track after legendary coach Tony Magny, who I think is in his 51st year of coaching this year, which is pretty cool. But it's just we want to stay kids based. I'm a firm believer in the culture of your school. It's great for the adults to sit there and preach about all this stuff, but if the kids take a hold of it, you got something special. So every decision we're making, whether it be the STEM Center or the North Fields, it's in the greater interest of the kids and just trying to give them the best experience possible.
You touched on, naming those specific new areas, and it's not the only area that you've named recently after people. Why is that so important to honor the legacy, you say?
I think I touched on it earlier when I said we're standing on the shoulders of giants. I think that our community is very proud of that. And our alums that give back to the school want our kids to know this is what you're supposed to do as a servant leader. Your journey, it doesn't end here after 4 years. You're still part of our family. You're still one of our Shamrock brothers. So I think it's a good way for those people to kind of show our future alums and donors and our current Shamrocks what servant leadership is all about.
You look at the bowling program as well. They just hired a fresh face. So did the ski program. Start with bowling. What stuck out about your candidate ultimately?
Well, we knew him really well. Greg Durham is a graduate of Catholic Central. Coached lacrosse at Northville for years, so we battled against him over there. I think he got us one time in the playoffs, which he always reminds me about, which is great because, like I said, he's a CC grad, so I have no problem going back and forth. He went over to St. Mary's, had a lot of success there, as well as in the bowling program. He was their lacrosse coach, but it just worked out. We had a great string of bowling coaches. Greg was looking for something different. We had an opening, so I'm really excited about the growth of the program. He was able to get a lot of the baseball players to bowl for St. Mary's, which increased their numbers, won a few Catholic League titles. So I'm excited to bring another man of Catholic Central back to head up a program. And I know he's really excited as well. So we're looking forward to that. And then in ski, we had longtime coach Tom Gable, who was still involved in the program. An alum named Spencer Hicks took over for him. The business world got a little too crazy for him. Along with having a young family, as the two of us know, can be a bit of a challenge. So he's going to step away and kind of be our director of operations. We're actually hiring Jake Lachowitz from our tennis program. He was the current ski coach at your alma mater, by the way. So I don't mean to take a coach out of the Cubs stable, but I figured he's half Shamrock anyway, since he's on our varsity tennis staff. But he's going to come over and shore up the ski program. We're really excited about those two. And then I'm in the middle of hiring a golf coach, so. A lot of growth, a lot of excitement. I'm really
Yeah,
fired up for the
busy
boys.
time. Speaking about the faith again, your OLIT program allows people that maybe have been away from the Catholic faith or looking to, fully shell out their sacraments. How impactful has that been to watch maybe some athletes and just some students in general go through that?
I'll tell you the best part. When I get the request to be someone's sponsor and really join one of our kids on a different, and the crazy thing is, the kids I get aren't even kids who I know through athletics. I'll get kids that maybe see me as a mentor. I don't know, maybe somebody positive, a positive figure in their lives. It's just cool to watch them go through this and to figure out where they want to go on their faith journey. We usually have 20 plus kids a year that that go through the OCIT program. I think we're very proud of that. Like I said, keep the Catholic in Catholic Central and just inspire more kids to find out about who they want to be faith-wise. It's all part of the program. I mean, we want kids to find their fit, whether it be, religiously, whether it be academically, whether it be activity-wise. It's just wrapping our arms around them and loving them up as much as possible. And that program's an extension of it.
Kind of wrapping things up, I don't want to spend too much time on it because I think this is the guy we want to interview going forward, but we can kind of preview it. Will Patterson has had quite an
Yes.
impact on the community as well. He's a fine student athlete within your program. Talk about what he's been able to produce in terms of his water project.
Will Patterson is everything you look for in a graduate of any of our schools. I mean, you could plug him in any Catholic League school and he would be an absolute rock star. So what he did is he found a company called Positivity Water. A guy named David Walker started it, who's a local guy as well. I believe he's a local attorney. So Will found this. Brought it to me about 3 years ago with an idea of getting it into the school and just kind of just flipping the mindset a little bit with something as simple as messaging through water. I made him come up with a full marketing plan, helped him a little bit, had him get meetings with the people in the cafeteria, the administration of the school. So he really sold it to them. And now it's the only water that we stock in Catholic Central. And I think there's four other Catholic League schools now that are stocking Positivity Water. So it's like we were saying, it's about the kids. When you see a young man like that bring an idea to you and then carry it out to fruition, I mean, it just shows that we're all doing something right, whether it's here at CC or one of our other schools.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much for your time today. Enjoy all the Boys Bowl festivities, and always good to catch up with you.
Great to see you, buddy. I hope the family's doing well. You guys do a fantastic job. So you've come a long way since announcing high school games.
I was just thinking the other day, I've done this for half my life. Isn't that crazy? I mean,
It's
I
crazy. I
just
think
turned
back
30,
to
but.
when we met each other and you were at UAD. We've always had a great rapport, which I really appreciate. I know we give each other a lot of stuff back and forth, but that's kind of how we survive together. And honestly, to watch the growth not only in your professional life, but I'm more proud of what you continue to do as a young father and a husband and a man of faith. So I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's been fun to kind of incorporate some of the things you learn, being around all these Catholic schools and into your young family. I think it's something we all strive for and something we can all do a little bit better. But I think that backbone really helps us all throughout life.
Yes, sir.
That's Aaron Babbitts, the athletic director at Catholic Central. We're going to take a pause, and then Brendan will be on the flip side with your moments to watch this week.
When you choose where to bank, do Catholic schools benefit? When you choose Alliance Catholic Credit Union, they do business with a business that cares about the Catholic community. Join Alliance Catholic Credit Union today. Apply online in minutes at alliancecatholic.com. Alliance Catholic Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Catholic High School League.
Well, great stuff right there from Jeremy with Detroit Catholic Central Athletic Director Aaron Babbitts. And we'll circle back to a couple of the things that were talked about there in just a minute. But now it's time to take a look at what to watch for this week here in the Catholic High School League. And we start on the golf course at the Detroit Golf Club on October the 1st. We have the Girls Golf Championship. St. Ursula looking to defend their Bishop Division Championship. They're 4-1 in league play this year. And Ann Arbor Green Hills looking to defend their Cardinal Championship. But there could definitely be a battle for that Cardinal Championship. Green Hills, Divine Child, Orchard Lake, St. Mary's all seem to be viable contenders. So definitely something to keep an eye on out at DGC. What a beautiful golf course. Of course, it's been the home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, the PGA event, for the last several years. So has the making to be what will be an awesome event for the Girls Golf Championships. Field hockey playoffs start on Tuesday with the championship on Friday at the Hawk in Farmington Hills. Father Gabriel Richard is looking to win their fourth Cardinal Championship, and Marion's looking to defend last year's Bishop Championship. What's awesome? Next year, field hockey does officially become an MHSAA championship sport. So Field hockey, obviously been around for some time here in the Catholic High School League, but it will be officially deemed an MHSAA championship sport effective next year. Something that'll be very exciting to see for, well, our established Catholic League teams, and maybe some of them will be one of the first state champions. They'll be part of that first state tournament bracket as field hockey becomes an official MHSAA championship sport next year. Boys Tennis Championship is on Saturday. Bishop Championship is at Cranbrook. The Cardinal Championship is being played at Palmer Park. And a Catholic League school has won the Division III State Championship every year since 2015. And we talked about this on one of our earlier podcasts. It's been Cranbrook and Green Hills ever since 2015, with Cranbrook in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2020, 2021, and 2023, with Green Hills winning in 2019 and 2022 in Division III. And oh, by the way, Green Hills was the 2023 Division IV state champion. Liggett was the runner-up. Liggett, the 2022 Division IV state champion. So a lot of success in boys tennis coming from Catholic League schools. As mentioned just a moment ago, the championships are on Saturday. So definitely something to keep an eye on there. We have a couple big volleyball matchups this week as well. We start in the AA. It's Lutheran North taking on Orchard Lake St. Mary, two teams looking to position themselves for the Catholic League playoffs and maybe a run at a Catholic League championship. And in the intersectional one, St. Catharines undefeated taking on Divine Child. So that certainly has the making to be an exciting one this week in volleyball as well. On the pitch in the intersectional, Cranbrook and Lutheran North go at it. Definitely something that could have an impact on the final league standings for Cranbrook and Lutheran North. And in the Central Division, Brother Ice and Toledo St. Francis will battle it out. That's a big-time Central Division matchup on the soccer field. And I want to bring it back to football. We had Aaron Babbitts from Catholic Central on just a few moments ago as he was on with Jeremy. And one thing that they talked about was Catholic Central, should they win the Boys Bowl, puts them in the driver's seat to claim the Central Division title and to be playing at Ford Field in the Prep Bowl on October 26th. Of course, a lot of football still to play, and you could never speak too soon on the matter, but CC is rolling. The big win a few weeks ago versus Toledo Central Catholic, then last week, winning, and Jeremy said it in the earlier segment, what could have been deemed as a trap game, knowing that you've got De La Salle coming in the week following and all the excitement around Boys Bowl. You're coming in off of the big win versus Toledo CC. And Orchard Lake St. Mary's was looking to bounce back after a competitive loss to De La Salle, but Catholic Central takes care of business, gets the W there, and again, puts themselves now in a position, should they win the Boys Bowl, to be playing in the Prep Bowl at Ford Field and carry some good momentum into the state tournament. Another football game to watch this week. Jackson Lumen Christie, they're 3-1 on the year. They're coming in off a big win over UD Jesuit. They travel to Dearborn to take on the 3-1 Divine Child Falcons. Big time matchup in the AA, and certainly something we will be keeping an eye on and surely to be mentioned in our top highlights during next week's podcast. So a lot of stuff to look forward to, as we talked about there, championships in girls golf, playoffs in tennis and championships in tennis, playoffs in field hockey, and of course, big regular season matchups shaping up Catholic League playoff outlooks in volleyball and soccer and football. So that's going to be a wrap for this week's episode of Inside CHSL. But before we go, just a couple reminders. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at @inside_CHSL. And again, let us know if there's any great storylines that we could cover, whether it be a student athlete that's excelling, a team that is doing really well. Of course, we're doing a ton of research and keeping up with everything that we can in the league and are in communication with the league office and with different athletic directors across the league. But we certainly could use your support, your feedback. So feel free to send a tweet to us, send a message to us, and keep us in the loop as we look for all of the great stories to tell of the Detroit Catholic High School League. That's going to be a wrap for this week's episode of Inside CHSL. For my co-host Jeremy Otto, I'm Brendan Johnson, and we'll see you next week.